आइए मित्रों, आपकी मुलाकात आज करवाते हैं नेशनल प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ AIBC की शीबा नंद किल्लोर के साथ, जो कि हाल में प्रवासी भारतीय दिवस में शरीक हुई थी। तो नमस्ते शीबा।
नमस्ते कुमोद जी।
आप बताइए, आप तो प्रवासी भारतीय दिवस में गई हैं बेंगलुरु में, वहाँ कैसा रहा और क्या हाइलाइट्स रहे प्रवासी भारतीय दिवस के?
हाँ जी कुमोद, दैट वाज एन एक्सीलेंट एक्सीलेंट PBD। ये 14 प्रवासी भारतीय दिवस था और ये बेंगलोर में, जो आज कल बेंगलुरु कहा जाता है, आई कुड अटेंड वन डे। 7th तो यूथ के लिए था, 8 तारीख को इनॉग्रेशन था और उसके साथ साथ देयर वर सम इन्वेस्टमेंट सेशंस। ऑब्वियसली बीइंग अ पार्ट ऑफ द बिजनेस काउंसिल, आई वाज इंटरेस्टेड इन दैट इन्वेस्टमेंट सेशंस। एक तो ये सबसे बड़ा PBD रहा, ग्राउंड ब्रेकिंग, रिकॉर्ड ब्रेकिंग। दे हैड 8,000 प्लस NRIs, हाँ पूरा 8,000 के ऊपर, और ग्रेट लॉजिस्टिक्स। Kumod, we talk about logistics in the Western world, but what I saw in India, what I saw in Bangalore when I visited was amazing. From the lunch arrangements to tea arrangements to the way people were seated, it was an absolutely excellent event.
So, aap as AIBC ki president ke taur par gayi thi wahan par?
Not really. In fact, I went on my own. And as an NRI from Australia, though of course being a part of the business council, my interest was very much wo investment sessions jo hua tha. So koi koi cheez humko bahut appeal kiya, and I can share them for your listeners. Ek to as an NRI, just as an ordinary NRI, nothing to do with business, what I loved was the way Prime Minister Modi welcomed the NRIs, the way he appreciated the NRIs. One of his statements that stuck to me even today is brain gain, not brain drain. And by this he meant was really recognizing the contribution, aur jo jo NRI log karte hain aur jo log passionate hain India ke liye, kitne sare initiatives karte rehte hain in the community, business, elsewhere. He recognized that and he said, these are the best ambassadors that India can ever have. Yeah. So I think that as an NRI, as an ordinary NRI, really appealed to me. Ek cheez aur jo humko bahut appeal kiya is the social media aspect. He said social media has kept everybody engaged and connected. So everybody knows what is happening in India and elsewhere. Ek cheez aur unhone jo bola, jo ki humko as a business council member appealed to me, was the fact that India started looking at, and ye Modi ji ka, I must say it is his vision, where he does not just see about what others are doing for you, but what are you doing for others? And that is what appealed to me. He said, India is going to take a couple of initiatives. First thing, they're going to crack down on unlawful recruiters, jo, you know, paise leke logo ko bhejte hain. Two, he said, we are going to undertake skills training to all those young people who are going overseas for work. Jaise ki hospitality industry mein, ki engineering industry mein, jahan bhi ho, in log ko is tarah ka training diya jayega so that they understand the work environment that they're going for. Ye kitna badhiya baat hai, aap samajh lijiye, for a country to say that, look, I want these people to go and feel comfortable and get adapted into that situation and not suddenly go and find themselves at odds. And the second one was his focus on youth and young NRIs. He wanted, I think, 165 chan young NRIs ne is PBD mein bhag liya, and he wants that number to go up to 50,000 in a few years. So those are things that really appeal to me as an NRI.
जी बिल्कुल, यही मैं बल्कि जानना चाहती थी कि बिजनेस के तौर पर तो बहुत कुछ संभावनाएं हैं, लेकिन एक एवरेज, एक औसत इंसान के लिए क्या कुछ है, तो ये आपने बहुत ही बढ़िया समझाया है।
वन थिंग मोर आई वुड लाइक टू शेयर, इवन इन द बिजनेस एस्पेक्ट, हमको एक चीज बहुत बढ़िया लगा। एक इन्वेस्टमेंट सेमिनार, यू नो दे हैड अ इन्वेस्टमेंट सेमिनार जिसमें काफी सारे चीफ मिनिस्टर्स इकट्ठा स्टेज में बैठे हुए थे, जैसे चीफ मिनिस्टर, एंड इट वॉज सो वंडरफुल टू सी दे आर गिविंग यू नो chance to, you know, states that normally would not be in the horizon,
wow.
like Assam, Chhattisgarh, Maharashtra, of course, and Karnataka were there, Pondicherry and so on. Jo humko bahut badhiya laga, and I can tell you, this is as a business council and as a chair of business council, what I observed was, all these chief ministers were sitting there, all of them spoke so well, and every one of them had one crisp differential advantage ka message. ये नहीं कि सब तरह से सब जैसे हम लोग का कभी कभी होता है ना, एवरीबडी इज बैशिंग एवरी अदर स्टेट
जी,
ऐसे एकदम नहीं था. एंड आई थॉट टू माई सेल्फ, आई रियली लाइक टू सी आवर स्टेट्स इन ऑस्ट्रेलिया डू द सेम. परहैप्स दे कुड ऑल सिट इन द स्टेज, बिकॉज एट द एंड ऑफ द डे इट्स अ वर्ल्ड यू आर टॉकिंग टू, यू नो.
Absolutely.
So, and it's Australia you're promoting. So, I would love to see things like that here in Australia.
जी बिल्कुल, हम सब की यही चाहत है कि सब लोग एकजुट होकर एकता के साथ अपने आप का प्रतिनिधित्व करें. आप गुजरात समिट में भी गई थी, वहाँ की और पश्चिम बंगाल की संक्षिप्त में बताइए क्या खासियतें रही.
बाइकन गुजरात तो बहुत ही फर्स्ट क्लास था, एंड देयर अगेन यू नो एआईबीसी इज अ वेरी लॉन्ग टर्म बिजनेस काउंसिल पार्टनर. इनफैक्ट उनके चार बिजनेस काउंसिल पार्टनर्स थे फॉर द लास्ट कपल ऑफ इयर्स, एंड एआईबीसी इज वन ऑफ देम अलॉन्ग विद जापान, जेट्रा, यूके बिजनेस काउंसिल, एंड आई थिंक इट्स यूएस बिजनेस काउंसिल. Now, basically, Vibrant Gujarat is absolutely phenomenal because it's not just about India. It's almost become like an international platform to connect and do business in India, as well as aap itne sare businessmen jo bahar se aate hain, dusre countries se aate hain, unke saath bhi aap connect kar sakte hain. While I'm in Vibrant Gujarat, maybe I should also share this, ki AIBC as well as Australia altogether, both of them had over 53 or 54 delegates, which was a really good number. Chief Minister jo the Gujarat ke, you know, Honorable Shri Rupani ji, he had a meeting with the AIBC delegates. And not merely that, let me tell you, he just didn't want a summary. He actually gave every delegate the time personally to explain why they had come, what are their interests, and what they want from him. Unke apna khas chief of staff and other members were sitting there who were taking excellent notes so that they could help all these delegates. So these were some of the advantages I guess AIBC could bring for its members.
Ji. Aur Pashchim Bengal ki baat kare to wahan bhi itna hi acha raha.
Pashchim Bengal to was an absolute feather in the cap as it were. Because we do expect Vibrant Gujarat and PBD to be absolutely par excellence. But Bengal, I had mixed feelings because, you know, Bengal has not normally been very business-minded, especially after the Tata incident. When Tata left, a lot of people started questioning what is it really worth going to Bengal. Mm-hmm. But this Bengal Global Business Summit that I attended absolutely blew me apart, Kumud. I was absolutely surprised by the flawless arrangement. President Pranab Mukherjee ne inauguration message diya, bahut hi powerful message diya, jahan unhone bola ki we need to be united as a country to sell ourselves, which is fantastic. West Bengal, Mamata Banerjee, I was very impressed with her. I have to say I was not so impressed when Tata left, but what I saw was an absolute pretty much change in the pace in the way Bengal is working. They want to transform themselves into business-minded state. Aur ek cheez jo humne observe kiya Kumud, ki jo B2B meetings wagere the wo bahut badhiya, very well organized
tha.
And so it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure to see, you know, 29 countries participating. Massive delegations from Japan, Canada, Italy, European countries, China se bahut log, bahut delegations the. It was really good.
जी, जानकर बहुत खुशी हुई कि प्रवासी भारतीय दिवस इतना सफल रहा और आपके जरिए भारत और ऑस्ट्रेलिया के व्यापार संबंध और कल्चरल सांस्कृतिक संबंध भी जरूर बढ़ेंगे. बहुत शुक्रिया.
थैंक यू कुमोद, और थैंक यू फॉर द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू स्पीक अबाउट दिस समिट.
आवर प्लेजर. थैंक यू.